Good morning. Thank you, Barbara. Beautiful introduction there, prelude. Get us started, get us going. I have to tell you, I went downstairs this morning and I just feel kind of blue. If you have not been in the hallway down there, it's turning into scuba. So the walls are literally all blue. It's ocean, blue ocean down. I think that's blue, isn't it, Stephanie, downstairs? All right. You know, I have a problem with colors. Elementary, I got some bad grades in art class and what have you because they didn't think I was doing my colors well. It didn't occur to me till I was in high school that I was colorblind. Then it hit me right out of the purple. True, it did not. I did not know till I was in high school. Anyway, by way of announcements, we welcome you. You see some of the things going on. There is a error on the VBS. It is from 9 till noon, not 9 till 11. Our liturgist this morning, Hadley Mitchell, she caught that, and so we make that correction. Those of you who are going to, you know, preschoolers amongst you, us here, we're going to be here till noon. Are there other things by way of announcements, things that we need to lift up? I see that our mission director, Debbie Gunther, is up and prepared to make an announcement. Please, Debbie. Thank
you. Good morning. Is this Thursday that is the monthly crop fundraiser, and it's at Legends on Iliff and 225 all day. Thank you for your support.
Okay. Fundraiser, all you have to do is go and eat. Tell me the name of the restaurant again.
Legends. Bar and Grill.
Yes. I knew that, but then I didn't. You know how that goes. Okay. Other announcements by things that we need to be thinking about. Make sure and let Stephanie and everybody know for your registration for VBS. They are gearing up, and we do a fabulous Vacation Bible School. It is just awesome to behold if you haven't ever seen it. So do take time to double check that. I don't see any other announcements. If you want to stand, greet one another, wave hello, and prepare for our call to worship.
If you would join me in the call to worship. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let us come together. Our family meeting is beginning. We are here as part of a family. We are part of Christ's family. Join me in centering ourselves. It is our time here and now to give our thanks and praise to God. Amen.
Praise to the Lord Almighty. Verses 1.
of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, so that you may be revered. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is great power to redeem. It is he who will redeem Israel for all its iniquities. The word of the Lord, thanks be to God.
By way of prayer concerns, you see some of those listed on the back of the bulletin. I want you to be aware of those. Correction, Don Boyle's cataract surgery is tomorrow, which is the 10th, right? So we got it wrong or whatever. Prayers for him. Early morning or? Okay. So they're going to get that. I hope he's looking good afterwards. There's a joke there, but we won't go down that road too far. Payak, what can you tell us about Ross Austin?
He had a mild heart attack, and so he went in to the hospital last Sunday. He's out now. They thought they were going to put in a stent, but for some reason, everything cleared for him, so praise God.
Amen, amen. Ross Austin comes with Nancy and their boys, Randy, and I can't remember the other ones. At any rate, yes, they're part of the Tongan congregation and part of our family. We need to lift sad news. Charlie Morrell turned 74 yesterday, or on the second, and the next day her husband Rick died. He had AFib and COPD. He was in Presbyterian St. Luke's ICU. So, you know, prayers for them. Prayers for Charlie, who has been a member of our gathering for a long time, and for Rick, who was this is Rick Morrell Organs. They have taken care of our organ for free for decades, for longer than I've been here, and they know it intimately, and that business will now close. So we lift them, and we lift Rick as he passes from life to death and life again, and we are grateful for that. Other prayer concerns, other things that we need to lift by way of prayers for the body. I do have a concern. There's a young college student back here, and I always worry, you know, they're well-educated, so she's probably going to be giving me up and down hand signals. How are you, Nicole? Nicole Blake, visiting, and we're glad to have you. Did you want to say anything? Michael is bringing you a microphone if you had... No, nothing you want to say? Glad to have you here. All right. You can not embarrass her, Mike, she says. Glad to have her here. Other special announcements as we gather. By way of prayer or of birthdays and anniversaries, the only thing I have coming up this week, Rick and Louise Jasper will be celebrating an anniversary on the 12th, on Wednesday. That's the only thing I have on our birthday list. Do any of you have anything else? Other special events? Slow week in that respect, I suppose, but celebrations. If there are no other prayers of concern or celebration or what have you, Joke and I just lift your You were telling me about the tornadoes. Arkansas, he has clan in that area, and he was down there. He said he got his chainsawing in. Fortunately, the family farm didn't, no damage to the buildings or house, but he said trees were down just all over. And if you have never been in an area where a tornado has been, it's terrifying. It really is. It's overwhelming to see what Mother Nature has done. The people that have been affected, lives that have been lost, lives that have been changed. So we want to lift all of them. And Joe, thank you for your good hard work traveling there to assist where you could. Others, any other prayer concerns or celebrations, special things? If not, let's turn to our unison prayer and read responsively. Lord God, hear our prayers. Lord God, shine a guiding light to find you. Lord, we confess that we have been more intent on our own agenda than on seeking your guidance. We have been self-centered instead of building the right relationships with one another. We have allowed fears and worries to preoccupy us. Help us, God, for we cannot establish our connection with you by our own effort alone. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silence and meditation. Loving Lord God, thank you for being our Lord, for being aware of us, your children. You are almighty, all-seeing, all-knowing. You are all that is good. You give us all that we are. You give us graces. And Lord, you love us unconditionally. We come before you humbly, knowing that we have failed to be the perfect people you call us to be, the perfect children. And yet we are grateful that you continue to lead us forward, that we move from this place of being into a better place continually as we are moving on to perfection. Help us, guide us, inspire us. Lord, if we get too complacent, if we begin to sit back and relax on our laurels, remind us. Nudge us out of our complacency. Lead us into right lives. Lord, the seasons of our lives are wonders to behold, and we have celebrated both our young people and those who are now past. Be with them as we know that they rest in your arms. Comfort families who have lost loved ones. Comfort Charlie and her clan. Guide us and comfort us. Comfort us in our bodies that are aging, in our eyes that are fading, in our ears that are dimming, and yet in our spirit that is strong with you, through you, and from you. Lord, thank you for all of the ways that people have contributed to this body of Christ, this church. And thank you for your spirit in our midst that continues to guide and inspire us, the tongues as of fire that have descended upon us in the Holy Spirit to give us utterance, the ability to speak and offer Christ, to offer your love and your compassion and your care, to offer the good news. Lord, we come before you with the prayers that we've lifted in public, but also with private prayers, those things that are on our hearts, especially those things that weigh on us in the dark nights of the soul. Lord, be with us. Be with us as you always are, that we might find light in any darkness, and that we will always follow the bright light of Jesus Christ. Lord, hear us as a congregation, as we gather with peoples around the world, with the Lord's Prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Take a moment, if you will, and listen as Barbara celebrates with our offertory.
If you may stand, please, if you're able. I can't find it.
Starts here.
Okay. Then he went home, and the crowd came together again, so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons he casts out demons." And he called them to him and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. But his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I did not remember to insert this. The VBS song is Power Shuffle. So Stephanie, Nicole, kiddos. Hadley, Bo, you going to dance or you going to stay up there? You're going to stay there, all right. And Holly? Did you have it, Paya? You're awesome, Pasa. Thank you. You're going to sing it and dance it. And I normally load this into the PowerPoint when I get here before everybody else. But I'm going to be gone in July, so I didn't do all the things I normally do so that we could find the hiccups. And I guess we found one, didn't we? That's all right. Barbara, you want to interpret it and do the video and everything on the screen from your organ? This is a very, very versatile organ, I'm sure. I don't think so. Paya, did you find it in the music videos? Okay. Nicole, you need to get some sleep. We might take a minute to just embarrass Bo. He's over here running the camera over here, and he videotapes the people doing all the movements, if you haven't seen it. You can imagine all the kids doing that at VBS. It's, you know, the definition of mayhem? Well, I won't go down that road. Hadley did a great job reading this morning, and I directed her to stop at verse 27, and that was my mistake because we actually go a little further. Paya, can you go back to Mark 3, the end of it at, this is going to be starting at 28. Or you can read along in your Bibles, page 35 in the New Testament, or listen for the word. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins, and whoever blasphemes they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never be forgiven, can ever have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin, for they have said he has an unclean spirit. Then Jesus' mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to Jesus, "Your mother and your brother and your sisters are outside asking for you." And Jesus replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Think about that tableau for a moment. Think about that picture that got painted out of Mark here. Here's a crowd. Everybody's there. The whole town has come out to see him. I mean, it was massive turn. And that was historically the, we know that the crowd sought Jesus. In one of the other passages, we hear that there are so many people, he has to get in a boat and stand off from shore so that he can use it as a wayside pulpit, because there's so many people coming. Some are coming to be healed. How many of us, I have this bulged disc in my back. I would be going to see Jesus. Some of us have had cataract surgery recently. We would be going to see Jesus to get healed. Anybody else have any infirmities, any aches or pains? Or who doesn't? We're coming of that age, aren't we? So everybody is out there, and some people that are coming, they're just coming because the crowd is there. Everybody's going. Well, let's go see what they're, let's go follow the crowd. Let's go see what's going on. Looky-loos, the police call them. Some are responding to the good news. Jesus has offered up some interesting news, and they're intrigued. There are also church officials, the scribes and others, the learned ones. You recall that not many people were literate in that age. Jesus is a rare one in that respect. He knows how to read and write. And the scribes are there, and they're checking him to see what he's saying and disputing him. And because he's speaking way outside of anything they've ever heard, they're exposing him as a fake. And so the people wish to expose, some of them wish to expose Jesus and call him a fraud. There were plenty of those that were going on. But he is inside in a building there, and it's crowded, and people are there, and he's talking to them, and he is saying something to them that is so important, they completely forget that they've missed lunch. There was not even room to eat. Now, the term is, Jesus went home and the crowd came together. That's what the normal translation is. But we need to challenge that just a little bit, because his family heard that Jesus was having issues, and they went out to restrain him. So they left home to go to Jesus, so Jesus was not at that home. Does that make sense? He left one home to their left their home, family home. Could be that Jesus had his own place. Maybe he'd moved out and, gotten his own place by then. But at any rate, he's in a house, not necessarily his home. And his family comes because they've heard that he's crazy, that he's out of his mind, and they're coming to restrain him. Why did they think he was out of his mind? The first time I read that, I actually stopped and backed up and read that passage again, and there was no sense in there that he had done something or said something that people thought was, or didn't appear to be. He was sharing stuff that we've heard before. But we've heard what Jesus was saying, and we've heard those messages since our birth. And to the people in Jesus' time, they were not usual things. They were amazing, incredible, radical, crazy talk. Jesus had to be nuts to say some of the things he was saying. You have to go back 2 millennia ago, back in Jesus' time, it was dog eat dog. If you were strong enough to subdue your neighbor, you did, and you took their property, and might was right. If you were able to defraud someone of something and trick them out of it, better for you. You were shrewd. There was no compassion for people that were hurting. If you had money, you had money, and you had riches because God had blessed you. And you didn't need to share it. Those who didn't have money, well, God was mad at them. And if you were ill, it was because you were sinful. You see, when there was healings, they were healings of spirit to physically fix the body because those ailments were from your being bad. And so here comes Jesus, and he says, love your neighbor. This is crazy talk. This is bizarre stuff that just for them would have been outrageous. For us, it doesn't seem as much because we are a transformed nation. You have to think about that a minute. We are a Christian nation. This nation is based on Christian morality, ethos, and it is from that Christian perspective that we see, that we have learned, and that we have grown up. We are not a perfect nation, I know. I pray we are getting there. I hope that we are moving on to perfection. I hope that we're gradually making progress, but we have some basic things that we believe in our daily lives as this nation today. Things like compassion and generosity, inclusion, and love, and sharing. Those were not things that people in Jesus' time would have any concept of or would understand. People talking like that, they would be crazy. In fact, there's a sound that helps us understand. Do you have this sound? Technical glitch there. You might. There we go. Okay. How many of you recognize that? I didn't either. That's the sound of a loon. Do you want to hear it again? We were testing the sound system earlier. And poor Barbara came, she says, is there a creature in here that's wounded? And you're right, that's exactly what it sounded like. Is that where they got the term loony? I don't know. That's what took me down this path, you understand. You've heard of people who are loony. I had some relatives that were loony. And it has a specific meaning. Now, if you're a Canadian, loony means something else. Do you know what a loony is to Canadians? It's a dollar. And they have loonies and they have toonies. Do you know what a toonie is? It's a $2 coin. Now you know much about Canadians as I do. Loony, though, was nuts, crazy, out of their minds. The term in the New Testament Greek, existemi. Anybody familiar with that? Know that one? All right. I could have told you anything, couldn't I? Trust me, that's the word they're using, and it means astonished or amazed or out of one's mind, just completely undone. There was on the news last night, it just dawned on me, there was a fellow they were interviewing. Did you hear about that plane that crashed in Arvada, hit the street, and prayers for that family that was in there, but the guy that's whose house it was, he says, I can't even describe what I thought when I came out here. He says, it was just, and he had no words. Exist to me. It was beyond comprehension. And that's what Jesus' message was. It was so far beyond people, they couldn't comprehend it. Think about that. Think about some of the things. He said, if someone strikes you, turn the other cheek. That's just outrageous. That's one we still haven't really gotten today. That's still one that we don't do well with. Our animalistic nature is fight or flight. We're gonna respond if we're struck. Right now in Israel and Palestine, terrible battles going on, terrible war, terrible situation. But do you know something? If they would all pause and follow Christians' directive, Christ's directives, they could resolve that. If the Jews from their hearts began to reach into the West Bank, into Gaza, and care for those people, authentic, loving, provide shelter, provide health, provide doctors, provide care. And if the Palestinians in their hearts could begin to see the Jews as brothers and sisters, that situation would resolve. That's a crazy idea, isn't it? That's not possible. That's existemi. That's out of our mind. That's how radical Jesus was and how he was talking. So society today, we might say that we've grown in Christ. I think we have a way to go. Amen? So his family's outside. And I love this image. And that's why when poor Hadley, I messed her up with the scripture. Mea culpa, kiddo. That family is out there. And we hear that he has siblings. It's one of the few places we hear about that. He has his mother's out there with brothers and sisters. Golly, I'd like to know more about them. I'd love to know who his brothers were and his sisters. And maybe they had kiddos, so he had nephews and nieces. How would you be like to be the nephew of Jesus? Boy, would you have some living up to do. But just think a moment about that reality of his family, and they're all out there, and how exciting. I always have to pause and wonder what happened to Joseph. We don't have any mention of him after the birth narratives, and there is no historical record. There's no way of knowing what and why, where, what happened. But somehow he isn't in the picture. It's mother and siblings, and they're all there. And think a moment about Joseph, too, and just give thanks to Dad. Father's Day is coming, and I don't know about you, but I miss my dad. At any rate, we go on. And the family comes, it's so crowded they can't even get in. They're trying to come and save him because he's out of his mind. They're trying to get in to him, but they can't even get into this house where he is. It's that crowded with the people who are listening. And so the word passes in. Your mother and your brothers are outside. Have you ever been somewhere and been surprised by family? Or someone that, as a pastor, I've served other churches, and occasionally someone will visit from a previous church. And that's both good news and bad news. I love seeing people that I've known before and getting to catch up and all that. But our brains don't store the names up here, or mine doesn't. And so I'll see them. I can tell you all about them. I can tell you where the house they live. I could drive you to their house. I could tell you about their kids. I could tell you about what they do for a living. But their names, no idea. So if ever we come across each other and you see me and I see you and say hi and I cannot say your name, please understand, it's me. It's just the way things are. Are anybody else like that? You see somebody out of their place and you're just completely lost. I'm glad I'm not the only one that exists to me out of my mind. But his mother and his siblings are outside and they tell him. And instead of standing up and getting, oh, mom, let me go talk to him. Whoever it does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. Boy, he really nails it down. Now, he's not rejecting family, but he's opening family. Those inside the room with him, many of them could say they become family. Because he's reframed it, you understand. It's a crazy idea that your family would change to other people, and especially in that lineage, in the Jewish, the lineage was incredibly important. Who was the father and the father of and the father of, and your lineage meant everything. And here, he's saying no. It is your connection to me and my connection to you. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother. And crazy that he says that to us. We do the will of God, and we are part of Christ's family. Do we want to play the loon sound again for the looniness of that idea? Compassion, love, care, the will of God, the family of Christ. Amen? Amen. Let's stand. We're going to sing something. What is it, Barbara? Do you know? Jesus walked this lonesome valley. Out of the face we sing, 21:12. Miss Diana Hunt, I don't know that I have her in the bulletin, but she is using her gifts and graces to help guide us. To your home churches, if some of you are visiting, Ruby Munson has a family in Burlington. I have families in Johnstown and Ordway and Fort Morgan. And we have distant family, we have family near at hand, and all in the family of Christ. All in the family of Christ. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, may we be family, may we love and care for all as clan. Amen? Join hands, if you will. Let's sing our closing. God's people said, amen. Amen.